You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
That's where we kick off the show, as we always do, with a sense of market movements that have been moving, or that have been taking place rather, throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Senior Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, to take a look at markets and see if we can make sense of them. Nicholas, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The Rand strong. Crypto's going through the roof, commodity prices up, the oil prices up, but it doesn't seem like anyone really cares at this point, except the equity markets. They're not having a great day at all.
Yes, evening, Jimmy. Interesting markets. Interesting markets is one way of putting it. And I think we can sort of stem it back to what happened in the last few days when you had Treasury Secretary Mr. Scott Bessent. He basically surprised the markets by announcing, some form of a new version of QE. The exact wording was he's going to double the size of long bond-dated buyback operations. And the market took that as a cue to dive into the cryptos, dive back into gold, into PGMs, all the rest of it, what we saw. But yeah, I mean, to your point, broader market, though, still worrying about and fretting what's happening offshore. Local markets were generally choppy session, but yeah, otherwise a fairly yucky sort of day, really.
Nick, let's take a look at some other announcements out of the US. We got FOMC minutes yesterday and that FOMC conversation. But alongside that as well, we got some comments from President Trump. Anything stand out to you there that might have had the market spooked? I didn't note anything that really had a significant bearing on the dollar or any movements there beyond, of course, what you mentioned around Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, which already started to move the markets yesterday. But after that, towards the tail end last night, did anything else surprise you?
Nothing major, but unless you really sort of looked around, and if you, it might have passed the average person who doesn't really watch the markets. But U.S. total debt just broke through $40 trillion in the early hours of this morning. There's actually a sort of a, and this is the Fed's and the Treasury's official numbers, so it's as accurate as it gets. So in the early hours of this morning, the U.S. total debt surpassed $40 trillion. If you actually want to look at the different numbers that make up that, it's about $116,000 of debt per every single person in America. So that might be a little bit of it. That's making a few headlines around the financial channels as well. And then again, tie that in with what I said about Mr. Bessent. And there's real concerns now about inflation in America. And there's also concerns now about this U.S. debt pile and, of course, what that means for the dollar. And that might be what the market is sort of grappling with at the moment.
That's quite interesting that you bring that up, Nick, because if I'm not mistaken, the current debt ceiling sits at $41.1 trillion, which $1 trillion isn't much headroom.
But we'll do it in a couple of days.
Yeah, we can do that, right? But it's also important to consider that this debt ceiling that the US speaks of has been increased on 79 different occasions since 1960 alone. So in the last, 65, 66 odd years, it's moved up almost 80 times. A clear sign that the US debt problem is not something that's going away anytime soon. But markets, obviously, I suppose, that psychological level that you allude to around that $40 trillion level. President Trump's administration has probably added a significant amount to that with the wars that, according to them, they're not waging, I guess.
Yeah, it's about eight, if you really want to be accurate, in the last sort of two terms that he's been running. It really is a frightening number, Jimmy. I mean, it's the funny thing is, they just keep kicking this can down the road. And as long as I have been in the markets, everyone's calling for the demise of the dollar and the dollar is a reserve currency. It's going to end. That's every time tune. It never seems to happen. They just keep churning away. But you do get a sense that sort of outside of the headlines, people are taking a little bit more of a negative approach to America. I mean, the thing that spooked the market about a week or so ago was a traditional sort of weekly auction, 10-year bonds. What happens is the U.S. government has an auction, people come with their bids, they take on the debt, and it's really nothing so special at all. It's just it occurs all the time. But what happened this time around is that the market out of nowhere sort of said, well, actually, to buy American debt, I want to be rewarded a little bit more. I don't want to pay 5%. I want to pay 5.2 or 5.3. And in fact, 5.35 was one of the bids that came in. And that really spooked the markets, because all of a sudden, we do get a feeling that this debt is going to start to matter. And if you pivot that back to what you said, Jimmy, with regards to the debt ceiling, you know, they've got to then raise this debt ceiling once again. It seems to be every other month they do it. But not so simple anymore, because midterm elections coming up, you've got, how much support does Mr. Trump have to get this debt ceiling raised through? So things are starting to get a little bit tricky. And I think you're seeing it play out in these debt markets, certainly first and foremost, yeah.
Nick, can we take a look at the gold price back above $4,500 a fine ounce? Lovely,
yes,
to see it there. We haven't been here since June, July-ish, since we came down below the $4,500 level. We bounced very nicely off $4,000 a fine ounce. We're now chasing down what looks like $5,000, potentially even higher than that. Might be too soon to call $5,000 a fine ounce, but we're only $500 away, really.
Yes. Baby steps, Jimmy. We can't speak the markets just yet. And if you look at the other PGM, I mean, the lesser forgotten ugly stepchild, which is silver, that was up at like 4% at one point today too. So again, all this coming off these blowing out yields, worried about inflation, all the rest of it. And this is actually quite good news for SA, actually, because this is the Rand is obviously strengthening a little bit off it. It didn't do a great deal to do, but it's only, you talk about gold being $500 away. Well, the Rand is literally 11 cents away from that 16 level. If we do get a 15 hand on the Rand, which I think we probably will, that's very good for our friends in Pretoria, the MPC, that takes the sort of sting out of inflation a little bit. And overall, that's good for our rands and our bonds. So, despite, our intro not looking great with these red markets, I think overall the picture starts to look a little bit better for us here in South Africa. Always the optimist, remember.
I love it, Nick. And that's what I love about you. We're 11 cents away from breaking 16 Rand. That's what we need to see in the markets. Hopefully we see it by next week or even by the end of the month. Nick and I will catch up on that if that does happen and when it does happen. Let's put that out there. Rather, we'll leave the conversation on that note for now. Senior Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, joining us to take a look at markets and what seems to be moving them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.